If you're anything like me, you've got some pretty big goals you want to achieve. You always have something in motion that's going to add to the elements that make up that beautiful life you're building for yourself. Does that sound about right? What's up? I'm Gigi Diaz. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome to our podcast. I'm an iHeartRadio personality and founder of Seizing Happy, a coaching program and organization dedicated to teaching women how to tap into their inner happiness source, allowing them to lead more empowered and purposeful lives. So now that you've got these goals lined up for yourself, I'm going to give you 4 tips that are going to help you crush those goals. And if you listen all the way through to the end of the episode, I've even got a freebie for you that's going to push you to those goals just a little quicker. This is Chats with Gigi, your space for growth, inspiration, and learning, covering the topics that matter to women everywhere, empowering you in your personal and professional life. Are you ready? Here we go. All right, let's talk about these goals you've got. First of all, I'm proud of you for setting them in the first place. You would be surprised how many people go through life just following the motions and hoping. And while hope is very powerful, it ain't gonna get you where you wanna go, okay? So if you've already taken the very important step of setting goals for yourself, you're already on the winning path. Congrats, boo-boo. Now that you've got the big goals though, let's talk about how you're going to go about achieving them. Because the choices you make and the path that you take toward achieving your goals is just as important as the goal itself. It could be pretty overwhelming to have big dreams and to aim for those big milestones, but that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you out with those, okay? And also, if you listen to the end of the episode, I told you I've got a freebie for you that's going to push you the extra mile. But first, let's get started with these 3 tips. Number 1, think small. I know what you're thinking. Thinking small, what do you mean? My goals are huge. Just hear me out for a second. We often confuse projects with tasks. And this is where things can get really overwhelming. A project is the whole thing. For example, launching a business, that's a project. Starting a podcast or fixing up the house, it's a lot. These are big, big things, big goals. They're good ones, but they're huge, right? So I want you to think small when it comes to achieving your goals and focus on the tasks. A task or a sequence of tasks is what gets you to complete the project. For example, to launch a business, which is the big project, this is your big goal, you first need to research the name availability. You need to register your business. Then you need to open your business bank account, and so forth and so on. These small tasks are what are going to get you your big goal, your big project, launching your business. Does that make sense? Tip number 2, prioritize and manage your time. Do you remember that movie Click with Adam Sandler? If only we could just press pause on everything, on life, on family, on our 9-to-5, so that we could focus on launching our business. Wouldn't that be awesome? Or so we could focus on getting through our to-do list without missing out on anything. That would be great, but we can't do that. What we can do, however, is take control of our time and how we spend it, prioritizing first what is most important each week, each day, each month, each quarter, and throughout your year. Whether you want to prioritize weekly, monthly, or daily is going to depend on your goals and the projects that you're taking on. I can tell you right now, there is no such thing as balance. You're never going to have a perfectly even balance between your life, your work, and your family. That's impossible. But you can prioritize what is important this week. What is important today? What is important to you that you must achieve this month, and give that priority more focus, more attention, and put your efforts into getting through that particular thing. If you stay true to your schedule and to your priorities, you're going to be making the best of your time. And this is definitely going to lead you to progress. If you're ready for tips number 3 and 4, just hang tight.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tip number three, and this one is really important too. You got to track your progress. Working for the sake of working ain't the game that we're trying to play here, okay? We work really hard, but we got to get things done. So once you set your goal, and you make your plan, you gotta track your progress. You can use a planner, or if you're the techie type, you can use a goal tracking app like Strides. This is gonna help you make sure that you're keeping track of your progress, and it's simple and fun to use. So this app has four unique tracker types, including habits or targets or a project that you're trying to accomplish. So you have different ways to track your progress, which is really, really helpful depending on what your actual project is. Now, before we get to tip number four, I gotta add something as a side note. You have to remember that it's important to know your limits. There is nothing wrong with pushing yourself as long as you're not pushing yourself into a wall. If you've read my feature on Voyage Miami or any other interview that I've done talking about growth and entrepreneurial experiences, I've shared how when I was getting my master's degree, I literally worked myself into an urgent care room. I was trying to do all the things. I was barely getting 4 hours of sleep each night. I was eating like crap. My body literally started to give out on me. I even started to lose my hair. It was not good. The level of stress I was putting myself through because I wanted to get my master's and I had to have two jobs to get it done. And then I had another part-time on the side for extra money. It was not cool. I pushed myself so hard, I ended up in an urgent care room with an IV and doctor's orders to slow down and give my body time to catch up. So I'm a fan of putting in effort into what matters to you. It's not going to come without hard work, okay? But know your limits and make sure that you're scheduling time in your week and in your month to recover and to include self-care into your routine, okay? By the way, if you would like more on self-care and how to avoid burnout, just let me know in the comments and I've got you. All right. Now, number four, celebrate the small victories. Oprah Winfrey says, the more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. And I love that. And I believe that and practice that all the time. You're doing great things. You're launching a business, raising a family, dealing with a relationship and family and friends, and you're juggling it all. Even small victories are actually kind of big, okay? And they deserve to be celebrated. Teresa M. Amabile from Harvard Business School conducted a study, and she analyzed about 12,000 diary entries from 238 employees in seven different companies, okay? She found something pretty interesting. She released her study and called it the progress principle. And this study revealed that the effort of tracking small victories each day actually boosted the employees' motivation. And so she explained that when we record our progress and we appreciate more of our small wins, it's going to boost our confidence. Of course, when you're more confident, you do more and you feel better about your growth. You feel more motivated. So you can leverage your progress by celebrating in order to build larger success in the future. You leverage your progress, even the small progress, by celebrating to build a larger success in the future. You celebrate those small victories and your brain is going to release dopamine that's going to energize you. It's going to make you feel good and it's going to make you want to do more to take action to get that dopamine fix one more time. So those small victories, they deserve it, okay? So celebrate yourself. Listen, success is never easy, okay? It comes with ups and downs. It comes with roadblocks. There's going to be failures and all sorts of other craziness. So it's important to keep the process fun. That's a big one too. One way you can do this is celebrating small victories, whether it's having a little dance party in your office. I do my happy dance as often as I can. You can journal your victories with the dates that you've achieved them and why this victory makes you happy. Another reason why this one's good, because you can go back to that journal when it's not going so good. You're going to feel motivated. Another way to celebrate small victories is to reward yourself with a small gift or maybe Just take an afternoon off and relax. You deserve it. If you work with other people to achieve your goals, you can have a small event just to celebrate those small victories, whether it's just a toast, maybe a team dinner. It doesn't have to be expensive, but it does have to be fun. This is going to keep your team motivated too. If you have your own tips for crushing goals, I want to know what they are too. All right. So make sure you hit me up on Instagram at Gigi Diaz Live and tell me what those are. Join the conversation using the hashtag chat with Gigi. I didn't forget. I know I told you I had a freebie for you. Check out the link in the show notes to get your hands on it. We'll talk again next week right here on Chats with Gigi.